Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, Mesechtes Nedarim, Perik Dalet, Mishne Zayin. Mudur Name Chiveiroi, Ve'en Loi Ma'yoicho. Again, Reuven can't have any enough from Shimon because of a neder. But Lamaisi has nothing to eat. Sagt about Tanura, the halacha would be the same if he did have what to eat. We're just hopping on the Urch of the Mills. Usually this is the case. We're looking for Eitzes when we're trying to help him. Lamaisa, Reuven is in trouble. Ve'en Loi Ma'yoicho, he doesn't have what to eat. Sagt the Mishnah, Hoylech Eitzel Hachen Vini. Shimon can go to the storekeeper that Reuven usually buys from. Shimon's going to say, Ish Ploini Mudr Mimeni Hano. Reuven made an ed not to have enough for me. And he's hungry. I want to help him. What should I do? Ve'eni Yedei Ma'es. I don't know what to do. He stops there. Hachen Vini Chaps. Okay, why is he telling me this? Obviously, he wants me to do something. So, Vahu Naisei, the shopkeeper gives Reuven the food. Then he comes and says, okay, Shimon, do you mind paying? Why is this okay? Because Shimon never beferish said to the chevin, he said to the storekeeper, give him food and I'll pay for it. He just said, I wish there was an eitzah. And that's okay. The chevin understands what he meant and he can act on it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Hoya beisai live nice. Reuven has a house to build. Gideiroi Ligdar, a fence to put up. Sadeo Lixer, a field to cut, a field to harvest, doesn't have enough money. He has to hire workers, he needs Kalim, whatever the problem is. Whatever the needs are. Now Shimon wants to help him. So Hoylechetz La Payalim, Shimon may go to the workers who usually work for him. Vayim, you can say to them like this. Oh, Yish Ploini Reuven, Mudr Hana. He made this neder. Ve'eni Yedei Ma'esa. I don't know what to do about it. Hey, no, Yisinimo. They chap what he's trying to say. They go and do their work. Yibon, and then they come v'noitel schar mizeh, and they take their schar from Shimon. And again, here too. Because Shimon never outright told them, do this for Reuven and I'll pay for it. It's okay. Now, the shopkeeper and the workers can come to Shimon and ask him to pay for it, and Shimon can pay for it, but they can't force Shimon to pay for it, says the Batim. Because Lamaisa Shimon never promised. That's the whole point here. So, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. Shimon has Rachmanis on Reuven. There's a neder that he can't give him any hanah, but Reuven doesn't have what to eat. He goes to the shopkeeper. That is, Shimon goes to the shopkeeper that Reuven usually buys from, and he says to him, look, there's a neder. He can't have hanah for me. I don't know what to do. Shopkeeper chaps what he's supposed to do. He gives it. Gives the food to Reuven, comes to Shimon, Shimon pays for it. Can't force Shimon to pay for it, but Shimon can pay for it, being that he never beferish said, give it to him and I'll pay for it. Same is true if Reuven has to build a house, put up a fence, or cut a field. Shimon go to the workers and say, Ish plenty, mudr mi meni hana, I don't know what to do. If they chap what he's trying to say, they do the work, they come to him, and he can pay them.